I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, August 19th. A court hearing is scheduled today regarding the planned statues of St. Michael and St. Florian for the new Quincy Public Safety Complex. A group of Quincy residents is asking a Norfolk Superior Court judge to issue a preliminary injunction to stop the installation of the statues until the court case is settled. The residents argue that the statues violate the constitutional separation of church and state. The city contends the statues are longstanding symbols of support for police officers and firefighters and are not religious symbols. The city is opposing the request for the injunction and is also asking that the case be dismissed. Unions representing police officers and firefighters are also asking to be included in defense of the city. The ACLU is one of the groups representing the citizens and opposes the inclusion of the unions in the case. The new building is slated for completion in October. A time capsule from 1948 was discovered as construction begins on the new Squantum School in Quincy. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says crews discovered the time capsule in the 1950s portion of the school near the cornerstone recently. Mulvey says the time capsule will be opened by students and staff once the school year resumes. He says some of the items in the capsule may be put on display in the new school. Mulvey also says there's discussion about creating a new time capsule for the new school. Students will be returning to modular classrooms as demolition takes place on a portion of the old school. The original 1919 portion of the Squantum building will be preserved. A Braintree woman was seriously hurt Saturday after falling at least 50 feet from an overlook on Mount Pierce in New Hampshire's White Mountains. Megan Mason was hiking on a spur trail about 0.6 miles up Crawford Path when she reportedly slipped and fell between 50 and 100 feet. Conservation officers learned of the incident shortly before 3:30 Saturday afternoon and found Mason in a precarious location on some rugged terrain. Rescuers carried Mason down to the trailhead, arriving about 7 o'clock at night. She was taken by ambulance to Littleton Regional Health Care with non-life-threatening injuries. Mason was not the only Massachusetts hiker rescued from Crawford Path over the weekend. 73-year-old Thomas Pratt from Pembroke was also helped down the trail on Sunday after suffering an unknown medical condition on a hike with his grandsons. He was also taken to Littleton Regional Health Care for treatment. Well, after a thrilling trip to one of baseball's meccas, the Little League World Series, New England team is back home in Braintree, where they received a warm welcome yesterday. The team drove through town into Hollingsworth Park yesterday afternoon, complete with a fire truck escort. Other kids cheered and held up signs as their charter bus passed by. While Braintree didn't win the World Series, which is ongoing, they still managed a win in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and nearly got a second on Sunday. Braintree even had a chance to go ahead again late in the game against Bonnie Lake, Washington, with two runners in scoring position. But a heads-up throw from the Bonnie Lake pitcher foiled a Braintree attempt to steal home, and the call was confirmed when Braintree challenged. They ended up losing 3-2. Braintree was playing after a short turnaround, made even shorter by a nearly 90-minute delay before Saturday night's game. Braintree fell into an early deficit in that one, too, but came storming back with a flurry of runs to beat Texas 7-3 and advance in the tournament. It was the first World Series victory in program history for Braintree, which couldn't lose after a 13-0 loss to South Carolina in their debut last Thursday. Hurricane Erin is forcing some beaches in Massachusetts to close as the storm causes rip currents and strong waves along the East Coast. The impacts from the hurricane are expected to start today with high surf advisories in effect until Thursday. Waves are expected to reach up to 13 feet. It means a sour end to summer for some families who wanted to go to two popular Scituate beaches, Peggotty and Minot, both of which are closed due to rough water conditions. Rip currents are expected to worsen in the coming days. The last day Minot Beach will be staffed with lifeguards is tomorrow, but Peggotty will have lifeguards until Labor Day. On Hampton Beach in New Hampshire, lifeguards rescued 144 people in 6 days. Because of rip currents, New Hampshire State Beach Patrol said on August 12th there were 51 rescues. None of the victims needed medical attention. If you find yourself stuck in a rip current, don't try to swim straight to shore. Instead, try not to panic and swim parallel to the shore. Drivers were caught in the middle of chaos along the expressway over the weekend after a large group of people on bikes, dirt bikes, and electric scooters flooded the highway. Some of the incident was caught on video. Police say the group entered the O'Neill Tunnel on 993, wreaking havoc on and off the highway. State police said someone on a stolen dirt bike crashed into a cruiser and ran from officers. 22-year-old Adam Harrison of Winthrop is now charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. AAA is offering tips for drivers if you're ever caught in the middle of a situation like that. Slow down, use emergency flashers, and increase distance between cars. A plea of not guilty was entered on Harrison's behalf yesterday. No bail or conditions were enforced. He's due back in court on September 30th. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 34. The NASDAQ rose 6. The S&P fell a fraction. Shares also mixed in Asia after Wall Street held near its records, with traders awaiting fresh cues about interest rates from the U.S. Fed. The dollar fell. The euro was flat. Oil at $62 a barrel. Sports. The Orioles beat the Red Sox at Fenway last night 6-3. Series continues tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly cloudy with a high of 74 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low 52. Could see some scattered showers tomorrow at a high 70. Thursday, mainly sunny, high 76. Friday, sunny and a high of 79. The marine forecast calls for 1 to 2 foot waves. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 knots become easterly later today and a high tide 8:38 a.m. Sunrise 5:55, sets at 7:38. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 19th.